morning, you all.
Morning.
Simon.
The first name of Seir Shalchi, Ben Yisrael, is Yisrael's son, in hospital, need to refer to him. Zev Yisrael, Ben Bina Simon, the first name of Seir Shalchi, Ben Yisrael. We're holding in Tosfos, we're holding Dabna Dada Dabna Adif, probably Kamad and Dada Dabna Adif, and we were doing Tosfos, Dibra Masel, Ben Yerabon, Ben Yerabon. Quick recap, of course. The Gemara said that the pit you're chayiv for animals and you're potter for kelim. Why are you potter for kelim? Anyone remember why you potter for kelim? Because it says chamor. Chamor is special. Chamor excludes kelim. So the Gemara asked, don't understand it. Why do you need the posuk b'chlal? The posuk is talking about misa. And kelim don't have misa. So the Gemara answered, kelim do have misa. It's possible to have misa by kelim because Shriyosim is doing misa also. The Gemara then asked, it doesn't break from heaven. And a pit, the bone of the chai from a bone, is the heaven, is the humidity, the pungency, the lack of oxygen. That's what's killing the animal. And that's what you're chai for. And kelim don't break from heaven. You put a kelim into a pit, a clean in a place without any oxygen or with this pungent, putrid smell, whatever it is, and it'll live. So, maybe what is pshat? That we need a posuk to remind kelim, kelim don't break from heaven. To which the Gemara answered, they do. They break from the new ones. New kelim do break from heaven. I mean, not have me, old kelim wouldn't break, new kelim would. Now, Tosfos, which we started yesterday, Tosfos the Ramasal Ben Rabbon and Ben Yehuda, which is the third last Tosfos on the page, was bothered that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, according to some opinions, holds you're only chayiv for a boy in a shus hayochit. You're only chayiv for a boy in a shus hayochit, not in a shus hayochit. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which type of boy is the Torah talking about? A boyin shetziyachid. Once we're talking about boyin shetziyachid, then even if it breaks due to havata, you would be chayiv. Yeah, just explain for those of us that weren't with us when we learned the original sugya. There's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether you're chayiv. Why you chayiv with boy? And when a person digs out a hole, the floor at the bottom, it's not his pit. He just removed the top, uppermost layer. So why should he be chayiv for the fact that the floor at the bottom broke the kli? That's nothing to do with him, that floor on the bottom. So it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, you're right, the floor at the bottom doesn't belong to him, and therefore he's not chayiv for what the floor does. You're only chayiv for what you did. And what did you do? You made hevel. You brought hevel in, so you're chayiv for the hevel. And Shmuel says, no, but you digging out that whole big contraction, well, dug out the pit. It's considered you also made that floor of the pit, and therefore you're chayiv even for the floor, even for chavata. So may they come down to Rav, well, what are you chayiv for in boy? Heaven. Why? Because the floor is not yours. But if the floor would be yours, if it would be in Rishas HaYochid, so it would be your floor, then even Rav would agree you'd be chayiv for chavata, because that floor is your floor. So why can't you be chayiv? That's the binyan here. So we're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hold your only chayiv in Rishas HaYochid. So what type of boy are we talking about? In Rishas HaYochid. Rishas HaYochid means you own it. So if you own it, you can be chayiv for chavata. So what's the Gemara bothered about?
And I'll
say that, but it's surely chavata. So the positive says, by kli you're chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what we have a question, how do you be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda? Hevel doesn't do anything. Who cares? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pit that you're chayiv for is in your rishus, and therefore the kli that breaks is the one that's in your rishus. So it broke from chavata. So what if there's no hevel? It broke from your chavata. So what if hevel can't do anything to your kli? Kli can still break, and it was your ground that did it, so you'd be chayiv for that breakage. So what's bothering the Gemara? That's the question on this. We saw this question yesterday. Let's see again. This is the second medium-sized vine. Another way of putting it is it's the last medium-sized vine. And so many of one on many do the cane, many have one in. Even according to the opinion. But for example, even according to the opinion in Pergamonia. That somebody who is mafki his nizokin after shia, after a trip because he was a pisher. So there's a stumbling block on the floor which belongs to him. And why is that on the floor? Because he was negligent, and that's why it's on the floor. And he then goes and mafki the nizokin. He makes it into a boy. He's mafke, and the halacha is to rebuild your potter. Why? Because it's in Rishul Sarab. And if you hold a boy Rishul Sarab in his potter, in Kain, loy machai rebuildo, if you do, then you make you obligated, out of a boy Rishul Sarab, only a boy in your own Rishul Sarab. But a boy Rishul Sarab, it's the Shabbat of Mifte Kain. And a boy in your own Rishul Sarab, you certainly need a potter to exempt Kain, Bechavoto. Why? The chavata, the deal. It's his ground, it's his chavata. So why shouldn't he be chayv for that? So that's what the boss is coming to tell me. Come to tell me, oi, you're chayv for kelim, right? Contributor, oi, is coming to me, chayv you kelim. How can you be chayv kelim? Kelim don't break from hevel. Yeah, but they break from chavata. It's your chavata, so you'd be chayv for it. So what's the Gemara asking that kelim don't break from hevel? Who cares? You come back in parasha. The behezek evel mishtoikro. The pasuk is talking about hezek of heaven. With the dorish rav, rav mid drasha venofal ad sheifer der nefila. Venofal, the animal fell in. What? Why does it say venofal? Come to teach us. It fell in the way of falling in head down. And what's the difference if it falls head down or falls hindquarters down? What's the difference?
Well,
that
would not affect
because getting backwards. Right, pedal is only if it falls forward. So the positive sense of a knockout, I mean, it falls forward. The positive is telling us this pit that we're talking about is a pit about heaven. The pit about heaven, that's what we're talking about. The pit you're talking about is a pit on heaven. And that, on that such a pit, you're high for animals. And on such a pit, you contribute to high for cave. How can that be?
Well, it only says you're liable for the
poor
and
just
the
other. Right, very good. Another half a line, you haven't answered your question. So the positive and not valid, they pull their hevel and forward it falling, the hevel should affect you. The chavata, and the chavata, when it's your chavata, your chayfu, it's your chavata, ase bekal v'chayme. That's not that type of a the pasuk itself is talking about hevel. But if you're ready, you're chayv for hevel, which is just like a grommel you caused, you're certainly chayv for the chavata. So you're right, the pasuk also talking about chavata. But the pasuk, we will know the halacha of chavata. But the pasuk's not talking about chavata. The pasuk's talking about hevel. What's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk's talking about hevel. How did the animal die? Hevel. How do I know you're chayv if the animal died due to chavata? How do I know that your chayv, the animal falls backwards and falls inside? No, that's telling me forward. How do you know if it falls backwards, you'd be chayv? If it's your chayv, if forever, so you'd be chayv for chavata. Because your chavata. Heaven's not yours, you can bring it there, really, right? Tug out them. Heaven's not due to you. But the ground is your ground. Sivred Yochai Mehebel, Sad Yochai for Chavot.
What if you aren't high for Hebel? For instance, if you've got a pit that's too wide to have it, or it's not deep enough for Hebel, right. Then you don't have to call the Homer. You can't say, I will be high for Hebel, there will call the Homer.
Once you see the Torah says Yochai for Hebel, then the Torah would certainly say Yochai for Chavot.
Okay,
not Dafka in this pit. Once we see the Torah says, if a person would make a pit which doesn't have a yochayim due to hevel, so certainly yochayim due to your chavata. So maybe in the case of your wide pit that you won't have hevel, but you will have chavata if you chayim for that. Right? So maybe, so that's...
Even on that particular pit, does not have
Yeah. Why? Because it's a limud. If you see the Torah of Yochai for Hevel, certainly Yochai for Yom Chavot. Hevel is not really me, right? I just created the atmosphere that should come. I didn't really make that atmosphere. I created this
the cavity
that this pungent air should be there. So if already the Torah of Yochai for such a thing, certainly the Torah of Yochai for Chavot.
So does Rabbi Yehuda, if he was born, he was a rabbi. You also created the handle.
Right. Very good on your potter. That's Lanta from Sukkim. That's I'm glad you weren't here when we learned it. But in Daf Nun, Mem Tess Amid Beis. The Machlik is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. What is it? Rabbi Kiva and Yishmael. About where the Torah said you're Chai for Boy. Lanta from Sukkim. Are you Chai for Boy? Both in Shiz Rav and Shiz Yochid. Or only Yishas Yochid, or only Yishas Rabin, there's three way machlokes on that. So, Mimela, this Tana, Reb Yehuda, is of the opinion that you're only Chayim in Yishas Yochid. Not because there's no Hevel in Yishas Rabin, you're only Chayim in Yishas Yochid. That's what you're Chayim for. So, Mimela, that's what the Tosafot's question was. If you're only Chayim in Yishas Yochid, then you'll always have Chavot. So, what's this answer? We haven't really got to the answer yet, the full answer. All Tosafot said so far is that the posuk itself, the posuk, the focus of the posuk is Hevel. And Rabbi Yochavata, like Yaakov answered, the Kundra Yudhi Achai for Chavata, that's a Kavu Chayim, it's learned out from what the posuk is talking about. The posuk is talking about Hevel, it's learned out Kavu Chayim from Hevel. Says Taitzes, for the Hevel, the Mishtoi Yvon Krah, Islo Neshkuchi Ribuy Dekhi. Now that we know the focus of the Pasuk is talking about Hevel, the Hevel, the Mishtoi Bokra, the Hevel that the Pasuk is talking about, is long in the Shkuche Ribuy de Kehim. That's where we have to find the Ribuy of Kehim. Meaning, what's this saying? Reb Yudin says, oh, he's going to include Kehim. Include Kehim, how do the Kehim break? Like Chavot or by Hevel? One thing, look at the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about Hevel. If the Pasuk is talking about Hevel, then the ribui that you're saying that Kedim you're also chayepo must also be referring to where it broke by heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's the last question, doesn't it? When do Kedim ever break by heaven? Kedim don't break from heaven, but Kedim break from Havata. Answer the thesis. Yeah, new Kedim do. So that's what the Pasuk's talking about. The Pasuk's talking about new Kedim that broke from heaven, and then you're chayepo. And we'll learn how to cover chayma. If read your chay for hevel, you also chay for chavata. So getting a break in the pit, you'd be chay for. Why? Chavata. When does it say chavata in the pasuk? It doesn't. We learn how to cover chayma from hevel. Okay. Have we got the tesis? Other part. Let's go over the tesis as well. Please add the question that. Or the Gemara, start with the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question of the Yehuda. The Yehuda is saying, oh, it's coming to include Kalim. Like if Kalim break in a pit, the Balabar is chai for it. But how can that be? I mean, the reason why you're chai in a pit is because of Hevel. And Hevel can't affect Kalim. That was the question of the Gemara. The Gemara answers Hevel can affect some kid. Only affects new kid. Tosafot has got a kasha that you only need to come onto Hevel in the case where you wouldn't be chayav for chavot, in the case of Rishus Rav, you won't be chayav for chavot, you're only chayav for hevel. So we understand why we need to come on to hevel. In the case where you have a pit in Rishus Yochid, your the chavot is your chavot. It was your ground that damaged. And everyone would agree in that case that you're chayav for chavot, because it's your ground. So any kli that falls into your ground will break. And why did it break?
Because
it was your ground that damaged, you have to pay. So what's the Gemara asking? How can it be reviewed? I would say you're chayiv for Kalim. All right, the Kalim don't get broken by Hevel. Who cares about Hevel? Kalim break because of Chavata. And you're just a Yochid. It's your Chavata. And if you're the hold, every boy that you're chayiv for is only Mishas Yochid. So it's always your Chavata. That's answer. That's this is kasha, very strong kasha. That's the full journey of the Mishas Yochid. That's where Bori is talking about. and then chavoto is your chavoto, and of course kelim will drink because of it. So the pasuk says an animal will fall inside it, a shoy or a chamoy, or it tells me kelim as well. So if kelim fall inside the you'll be high. How did they break? Because they hit the floor. And your pit for my game. So that's what we need the pasuk to say a high for. There can be instances where they'll break without wool. So what's the question? Kelim don't break when it's wool. Okay. So they won't break. So you won't be higher than.
Then I wrote them. About
them. Huh?
We'll break because of
the Hevel. Right. So what's the most kasha? Now how can Kelim break because of the Hevel? They don't. So what's the pasuk tell me? Oh, the rabbis come to tell me. Oh, the rabbis when they break because of Chavoto. Yosele. The pasuk tells me you're chayv for Kelim. Right? When are you chayv for Kelim? If they break. Right? What's the Gemara's kasha? They don't break.
They don't break.
Why should we chayv? If I can tell you that they will break because of Chavoto. So I need the pasuk to tell me about that.
Yeah, but they don't say that it's only breaking because of Chavoto, not suggesting they break because of Hevel.
You can't. That's the Gemara's kasha. Kelim don't break because of Hevel.
Only new ones.
Who says it? Mark. No, Mark says that pit is talking about one also lined with wool, and an animal will die inside that. But it doesn't even see us. Kelim don't die. Don't break from hell.
No.
Okay. Why does that clock not go that way around? Because it made that way.
It broke.
It didn't break. Kelim don't break by hell. They will not break.
You
want to answer the Gemara. Say that, but the Gemara's question was, the Kelim do not break because of Hevel. What's your question? You do, you should, they don't, it is. Mitzvot, you drop it and kill it inside a fur-lined pit, they will not break.
Animals do. Animals will die.
Animals have a soul inside, not soul, a shayla, it's a soul or whatever. They have some type of life inside them, which if you snuff it out, they die. And pungency, air, snuffs out the ability to breathe. And since they're unable to breathe, they die. Okay.
The only reason why we have to find Heather in order to make the call, you know, to have.
You're saying answer. Everyone's saying, you're saying answer to it. If I'm not mistaken.
No, I'm not. I'm not yet because why is Hevel even relevant if you're dealing with Rishisi Yaakov?
Oh, very good. That's Gemara's kasha. That's the kasha. Very good.
I know, and it doesn't even come into play. Is it because of the pasuk? And if Rabbi Yehuda were to make his conclusion not based on or let's say if there was another legal like using one of the 13 principles or some other thing that's not the pasuk, well, that's still pasuk.
Sure, give me a second to finish off the question and answer, and I think your problem will be answered.
Okay.
From what I've gathered, you're asking both question and answer to. So Tesis Kasha. Tesis Kasha is that, of course, Kelim can break by Chavoto, and Rabbi Yehuda holds your Chayv for Chavoto in your own Mishnas, and that's what the Pasuk is talking about, going to include Kelim in a pit that breaks due to Chavoto. Says Tesis, no. The focus of the Pasuk is talking about Hevel. But not all. Actually, people don't feel it. The pasuk is focusing on things that die due to Hevel. And if the focus of the pasuk is talking about Hevel, then the rimui, when we come to include also Kelim, has to also be that it breaks due to Hevel. That means we're not saying that Kelim are only chayv for if they break due to Hevel, but the pasuk that says that you're chayv for Kelim that break due to Hevel, a break, is referring to Kelim that break due to Hevel. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Kelim don't break due to Hevel. So what is this pasuk which is focusing on Hevel, zooming in on Hevel, saying that you're chayv for animals, you're chayv for Kelim, Kedim don't break forever. Answers the Gemara, case some Kedim do break from Hevel. And it's true, the Pasuk is zooming in on Hevel and teaching us that an animal that dies due to Hevel or a Kli that breaks due to Hevel, what type of Kli, doesn't make a difference, but it happens to be a new one. The new Kli that breaks due to Hevel, you'll be chayef for that. Now that we know you're chayef for an animal that breaks due to Hevel, that dies due to Hevel, and we know that you're chayef for Kli that breaks due to Hevel, we now also know, due to the Kal Vachomer, that you're chayef for an animal that dies due to Chavata, and a Kli that breaks due to Chavata. Right? Adkan Divi Tesis. So if we go back to Yosef's question yesterday, I told him by the end of the Tesis it will be answered. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what type of Kli are you chayef for?
No. Any, because it's called the Homer.
Yes, it's called falling into the pit. Okay, so what type of, again, yeah, to, what type of Kli are you chayef for?
Anything.
A breakable one, very good. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you're wasting some minute diplomat. Yeah. What type of Kli are you chayef for? What type of Kli are you chayef for? Contribute.
New,
old,
doesn't matter, as long as it's
in the Shisei Yafi. So Yosef, new, and Shisei, old as well. Right, right. So we start off the Pasuk talking about new Kli that broke you to heaven. But from there we'll learn that any Kli that breaks you to Chavata, you'd be chayef for if it's in your Rishus. So in the mail, I could review that every Kli you'd be chayef for, every Kli you'd be chayef for, if it breaks due to Chavata. What happens if you have an old Kli that breaks due to Hevel?
It doesn't break.
It doesn't break. If you ask such a question, if somebody asks such a question, apikosis, the Gemara says before it, it doesn't break. So if it breaks due to Hevel, you are asking, you're in the wrong school, right? The Gemara tells us clearly an old Kli does not break Hevel, only new Kli. So a new Kli that breaks due to Hevel, when all the Kli that breaks due to Chavata, be chayef for. And of course, the new Kli that breaks due to Chavata as well. Okay, so that's places till.
You still have to be a Kli in the Rosh Hashanah.
No,
yes, yes, yes.
Rosh Hashanah, but still be chayef as long as it's a new Kli. A new Kli wouldn't be chayef for it. Oh, no, never.
You're the home, so
never.
Oh, you should say, yeah. Right. Lots of variables here. Keep them all into it. Now, Jesus said, now, Pshat, we've gone through the whole Jesus, till Omiyum. Now, Jesus is now going to be Matche this chat. Although we said a very nice chat, he's going to be Matche. The point we said the Pshat is that the Apostle is focusing on Hevel. How do you know the Apostle is focusing on Hevel? It says, Renofa, that's Mephila. Who made that drosha?
Rav
said, Renofa, that's Mephila. The places of Mir in here, Shayidu Shabuda, it doesn't really seem right. Shayidu Shabuda, Yudah will dash him, a feeder Rab. Even according to Rab, who said that, Joshua, he would not say any of Yudah's opinion. Shabuda wouldn't dash him, and Shayipel, there's no feeder. There is no foul, he needs to fall forward. Why? To keep the Machayev, Elababa Bishasoy, since Shabuda said, you're in Chayev in your own Rishas. And you're always going to have Chavot in your Rishos. You shouldn't make such a drasha. But you need to have Derech Nefila. Because even if it falls backwards, you're going to be chayef for. K'moi Shmuel ain doshe. Just like Shmuel didn't make such a drasha. Shmuel said, this is going back again on the test. Let me test my base. Shmuel said, So you're always going to be a chayev, but you always have your chavata. So it's not going to be a mistake of a cloud to say that he learned the drosha of a nofal, terech nefila. The nofal means nofal kodesh.
So
Rav would also not hold
there,
would not hold
the not fall in
the Rosh Hashanah. Now he means it for Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But a contributor, Rosh Hashanah, right. Right? So the Mela, the only place you're talking about Rosh Hashanah. And you've always got Chavata there. So the Mela, there's no need for Chal to dash him and not fall there from Fila. The point of taste is the same. We don't have a Gilui anymore to say that the Pasuk's talking about heaven. We don't have any proof that the Pasuk's talking about heaven. The only reason why we thought the Pasuk took my Hevel is because of Josh of Enofa, Achiba Derech Nefila. Therefore, we knew the first Pasuk was focusing on Hevel. But once we know if you're the whole Yechayim only in Rishis Yochit, where there is always going to be Chavata, you don't need to come on to Hevel. You're always going to have Chavata.
So why is it?
Because it's your ground.
There, right?
Very good, very good. Yes, you ask an hour. It's a fitting hour, but I'm going to answer it. And then, yeah, so when the pasuk tells me when it says v'nofal in the bonus tziyachit, it doesn't have to be there for fear, because could have fallen in backwards also be chayv, right? In Yishus Yochid, if the pit only took manus tziyachit. If the bit's only talking about Rishis Yochid, then everyone would agree, you don't need the daf to fall in head first. Even if it falls in backwards, would also be chai, right? Because it's your chavata. So maybe there's no makori anymore to say, but nofal means daf kederech mefila.
But doesn't it still need to?
I'll take it. No makori to say daf kederech mefila. And therefore, we're back shver the question.
Right.
The whole reason, we had the question, why are you telling me that Kalim needs to break by Hevel? Kalim can break other ways. So then, no, the Pasuk's talking about Hevel, because it's the Nofal Derech Nefila. Who tells you the Pasuk's talking about the Nofal Derech Nefila? Rav told it to us. Yes, but Rav only said it because Rav was talking about Bainu Shasarabin, where the only way you'd be Chayav is because of Hevel. So it needs to be the Nofal Derech Nefila. If it's a man who should say Yochid, whether you're going to be Chayav for Chavot as well. So we don't need Benofal to be there for Peter. Benofal, it fell in and broke itself. So we're not talking about specifically Hevel. If we're not specifically talking about Hevel, so what was the Gemara's question in the first place? How Kalim will break? Kalim will break when they broke. They broke because of Chavata, not because of Hevel. I'll read it and then I'm going to come to Yossin's question. Because this question is a good one. And Shua was asking a very similar question. Shua, I've managed to work out your questions. And the first three words of your question, when I cut you short, it's not because I'm cutting short, it's just I already worked out your question. I'm not sure if it says it. Talmud is able to get to this forever after 40 years, can I? Forever after a few years, can get the time. So here you go. Umiyu says that we're going to eat Umiyu. Umiyu ain't near. She either should you do, I feel it around. It's not messed up. The Rebuda will dash, even from the Rav, that actually is for the Rebuda. But this with Nofal means it has to achieve only the falls head first is going to get chayv. The given to him a chayv out of a baby shutsoy, since he's only chayv a baby shutsoy, ain't an indulge, because my shish will indulge. He shouldn't make that rosh, just like Shmuel didn't make that rosh. So the Kol Mokim Shem is chayv a hevel, is chayv a chavota. Any place that's chayv hevel is also chayv chavota. So made up. This pasuk Nofal is not going to tell Derech Nefila, because any place where it be chayv for Hevel would also be chayv for Chavata. The Mela, why does it have to be achieved for Derech Nefila? Achieved for Derech Nefila, not true. Even if it falls backwards, it'd be chayv for, because it's chayv for Chavata. So, going to Rav, why did Rav make this drosha achieved for Derech Nefila? Why did Rav make that drosha?
Yes, for Rosh Hashanah.
Because in Rosh Hashanah, that's the only way you'll be chayv. Only Hevel. Actually, that's what the Pasuk's come to be, teach us. But Nofal, you should know you're only chayv because of Hevel. Actually, for Derech Nefila. But according to Shmuel, why didn't Shmuel make that drosha? Actually, you feel Derech Nefila. It's not true. Because even if you fall backwards, you could be chayv. So Mela, he didn't make this drosha. Actually, for Derech Nefila. Because Ad means that's the only way. It's not true. There's another way. Also backwards. So turn to Shisayochi. There's not an Achiyip on that Nefila, because you could be Chayiv falling forward and Chayiv falling backwards. You're Chayiv both ways. I didn't have a Lochavota. Maybe the pasuk's not focusing only on Hevel. So we've got back to the Gemara's question. So how do you know Kli? What's the Gemara asking? That how can a Kli break? A Kli don't get affected by Hevel. A Kli do get affected by Chavata. And the pasuk is also talking about Chavata. That's places Kasha he left off. Doesn't have a lot of. Now Yossi asked the Kasha that the Gemara earlier on, the Memtes, says that according to Shmuel, actually, Gemara said that the Torah either al haboy by full of money svugin shaltem. The Torah spoke by boy, even if it is full of svugin shaltem. So Yossi is asking, there is a case where it only died because of Hevel, and that's a pit which is full of wool. There is no chavata, and there is a, and you'll be high because of Hevel. So maybe that's what you need the nafal achieve definitely. That's a good question, but the answer is Yossi, that Gemara that said it was in Shmuel actually, who didn't doubt on this benafa, because as Rashi writes over there, that would have for the word boy. Boy means any type of pit, even one full of wool. Benafal was limiting how the animal fell. That's one drosha. And boy was telling us what type of pits we're talking about. So now, Rav made this drosha with Nofal to limit how the animal fell, to point out that you won't be chayv for chavata. Why won't you be chayv for chavata? Not because there's no chavata there. You don't need me, drosha, to tell me you wouldn't be chayv for chavata because there's no chavata. So what was Rav? Rav told us with Nofal, ad shiipo derech nafila, to tell me only chayv for hevel. What was his drosha? Where was it? Where was it in Igea? In the public domain. Where he couldn't die because of Chavata. It could have died because of Chavata. But you're not going to be chai for that, you're only going to be chai for him. So Rav told me the Nofal to limit and say you're only going to be chai for Hevel because you won't be chai for Chavata in this case. Why won't you be chai? Because Shusram, you're not chai for Chavata. That's why Rav had that drosha, the Nofal. Right? Shmuel didn't have that drosha. Because in that case, you would be chayv for chavata as well. So you can't have a drosha with Nofal, I mean, limiting. You're only chayv for chavata, for Hevel and not chavata. You would be chayv for chavata as well, if there is chavata. Right. So he doesn't learn that drosha with Nofal. To tell me we're talking about Hevel. Reb Yehuda is exactly the same. Reb Yehuda is exactly the same as Shmuel and Rosh Hashanah. What are you going to tell me? Only if it falls head first in a pit, you're going to be chayv. Not true. Even if it falls backwards, it'd be chayv. What do you want to say? Only if it falls head first, you're chayv, and it wouldn't be chayv because of chavata. It's not true. It is chayv chavata. So he wouldn't doubt in this Joshua and Nofal. Ad sheyipol derech nafila, you're only going to be chayv if it falls head first. Because you're chayv, you're going to fall backwards. Now we have a new point. How do you know Hevel? So the pasuk says boy. Boy means even a pit that's full of him. But we're not only having the nafal. Boy means if it falls backwards, falls forward, and then even if it falls in a place where there's only Hevel and no Chavata. That's our solution to that. So let's do a sikkum of tesis. A little bit of a tricky tesis, and let's do a sikkum of it. Yeah, the tricky part of this tesis is there's a shakim time maybe tomorrow, and Tosaf is working on the Havamim of the Gemara, which is always a difficult thing to work on. Always difficult to understand the Tosaf and the Havamim, because it's something which is, you have to remember, it's not the Maskana. Our mind automatically works with Maskana. That's how it works. So we know already that the answer to the Gemara is that there is a Hevel by Kli. The Tosaf is going on the stage that there is. So in that stage, that there isn't a Hevel by Kli, what's bothering Tosaf? Gemara asks, there's no Hevel by Kli. What's bothering this? What has he saw? What's his bothering?
Why has Gemara been asking about Hevel in the first place?
Why?
Because Rabbi Yehuda is only in Shusi Yakin. Shusi Yakin is always going to be higher for even Kabata. So Hevel doesn't even come into play. What's
we start there again?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, but let's sure finish off that sentence. But don't say Hevel doesn't come into play. Finish
all right.
The question well. So it's the last question, yeah.
That it's Rishisa Yachid only because it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rishisa Yachid, he owns the bottom of the pit. And so he'd be hired for Chavata.
And the apostle is going to tell me, David hired for Chavata by Kedah. Right. So what's the Gemara's question? Right. Why didn't we Marbe Kedah?
Yes.
Marbe Kedah and Chavata.
Is the Chavata from the fact that he owns the bottom of the pit or from the public home?
No. No. The Kalachin is how we know that come to Rabbi. How do you know Chavata? Because if you're chayv for Hevel, you're certainly chayv for Chavata as well. If you're chayv because it's considered your Hevel, you're certainly chayv when it's your pit. It's your Chavata.
So
how do you know your
pit? Rabbi holding which is Rabbi?
No, because it's not your pit. It's not your fault. Rabbi made the Kalachin like this. If you're chayv for Hevel, considered yours, yeah. It's certainly chayv something that's permit yours. So if the ground is in your
shizayah, Rav is also talking about Rishisa Yachid. So what do you call the chomer for? Just that you own the before.
Where does it say in the Torah chayv for chavat?
From this brush or for chavat that one?
Kunt around the pasuk to my hevel, but not far. So how do you know chavat?
How do you know chayv? It's a word in the moment. It's a word. So
why? Why? If let's say I own something, why not chayv?
It's a war. So it's a war. It's a moment.
Who says I'm chayv for boy? Who says I'm chayv for boy?
Doesn't the pasuk say you're chayv for boy?
The pasuk says you're chayv for heaven of boy. No, it's not so fair. I'm doing to you, but this is how we through the set of prophecy. So we've always had this chiddush. Yeah. Boy is the chiddush of the Torah. Mm-hmm. You really no reason why I should be chayv for boy. I made a pit, so what? So I'm Azika, I'll pay the street. Well, why do I have to pay?
Well, we didn't push somebody.
Right, video with the grammar. So why are you chayv? The Torah Mechadashim. Where was the Torah Mechadashim? By heaven. So I don't know, I'm chayv for Chavata. Kal v'chayv. Right? That's why we need the Kal v'chayv, to make it that it should be chayv. But in the end of the day, we don't have Shasei Yochid. Shasei Yochid, there is your Chavata, and there is this Kal v'chayv. So the king should be chayv because of the Kal v'chayv. Very good. Okay, you want us to stop it?
I just want to stop you for a second. Again, what I get have difficulty with learning close to someone, what's the thought process to assume that? Why can't I just say we're talking about a case where it's only Hamels within the fact that there's no Chabad, like sponge case?
Okay.
To me, I'm saying here in the case, we're asking, why are we even discussing this topic of Hamel? It doesn't even apply in Shusar Yachid because you will always break this Chabad. I'm saying,
So what's our question? What's the question? Gemara says you need only to be Marbe Kedah. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is the key wouldn't break. Why wouldn't the key break?
Under the impression that it doesn't break when it comes to Hevel.
Who says we're talking about Hevel? Don't make the Hamel from anywhere like Hashem. Who told you we're talking about heaven?
Because we know Rav Shimon is heaven.
Rav Shimon is heaven.
Yeah.
But that's Rav, and this is Rav Yehuda.
Yes, we want to fit him in. So we want to understand how Rav fits into aligned with Rav Yehuda.
The answer is, in Rishis Yachid, even the Rav agrees that Yechai for Chabot.
The seven, so yeah, what about heaven?
So it wouldn't break.
What?
So it wouldn't break in heaven. Big deal. You need them. To include Kelim that break because of Chavata. What's your question? But it needs to break the level, it doesn't have to break the level. The Pasuk told me Kelim that broke. If it could be the level, Givaldi. If not, the level, because of Chavata. If it told me that Bodhi Shasa Rabbi went only to heaven, then we have a good cash. But since things we told me Bodhi Shasa Yachi, Bodhi Shasa Yachi, there's Chavata. If it's Chavata, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Right? If it won't break the man, but it won't be high. Didn't break. What if somebody dropped in a toy car into the pit and it didn't break? Or the animal fell into the pit and didn't break its thing. Does the bada boy have to pay?
For what?
There's no damages. If the animal did die, he would have to pay. That's what the bada is saying. If the key broke, it pay. If it didn't break, it wouldn't pay. So how would it break? Chavata, the pit's also doing that Chavata. So now Shasiyachim. Shasiyachim is Chavata, you can be a chai for it. would. So that's what the pasuk comes to say. That's the kasha of Tosfos. So what was the Gemara that Adam had to ask in kasha? How we have a hevel that will break? Who said it was hevel? It was Chavata that did it. Answer Tosfos. What's Tosfos' parent? Over to you, gentlemen. The parents of Tosfos. You're looking inside. So.
Because the pasuk talks about hevel.
The focus of the pasuk is hevel. That's what the pasuk is focusing on. We know but the focus of the pasuk is hevel. How do we know the focus is hevel? That we're talking about a pit where dafka because it fell head first, you're going to be chayim. Otherwise, it wouldn't be chayim. Why? Right. It's in wrong. Right. Why? Because it's talking about the. Nefila, right? That's the.
Now, how does it apply with Kenan when there are people that ask you? What
do I have to do? So the Pesach's talking about Hevel. Now the Gemara's on discussion. Hevel. So the Pesach of Kenan has to also be kind of talking about a case where it broke because of Hevel. Because that's what the Pesach was talking about. How do you have Hevel with the king? How does Hevel affect the king? That's right. The answer to this question was because the Pesach couldn't interrupt. The focus of the pasuk is about hevel, and therefore, just like with an animal that died because of a hevel, so to my kli it broke because of a hevel, and how does hevel affect the kli? Lame and soft, right? Now, Torah says it's matzah, and ask question when it's having matzah, and say no. Rav did say, Achi Bodev and Philip, why did Rav say that? Because Rav was talking about boi nishas a rabbi. And the boi nishas a rabbi, the only way you'll be chayv is because of hevel. You would not be chayav because of chavata. Why not have chavata in the English of Sarabim? It's not your character. So the only way you'll be chayav is because of hevel. Ad sheyifur derech hafila, only go full four, that's when you get chayav. Ben Rishitza Yochid, if the pasuk was only talking about Rishitza Yochid, whether you're going to be chayav because of chavata, so Mamela, we would never dash an ad sheyifur derech hafila. Because it doesn't have to fall there for fila, fall backwards as well. That's the evil that is the limit and say, boy, you'll be chayv because of nefila, because of hevel. Not true. Boy is chayv because of chavot as well. So the apostle is not focusing on hevel, according to Rebbe Yehuda. The apostle is focusing on all types of nefilas, enough on kodu. So maybe if so, once we know that the apostle is focusing on all nefilas, we're back shver on the Gemara. The Gemara was asking, how can a kli break? Kli don't get affected by hevel. Big deal. So what? Kli get affected by chavata. And the pasuk also talking about chavata. It's only come to rabbi. It's just a rabbi where the pasuk focusing only on hevel. According to the Yehuda, it's talking only in Rishus Yochid. The pasuk not only focusing on hevel. And on that, the pasuk says, if an animal dies or breaks its leg, you're chayiv. If a kli dies, you're chayiv. Why have it does? Hevel, Chavata. Outcome. Right? Very good. I'm not picking the hair version, let's start with the three stuff.
Derek Nafila still plays on the that it can't be pushed down or it has to fall on.
There, the file.
That's
something else. This is different, Josh.
Right. It's different, Josh. Okay. So yeah. The file is still alive.
Not there, the file. It was a different Josh. The one on Leitchik Pilowaki.
Right.
A different Josh, which faces me darkly, which is in the right front there. Yeah. Okay. But this Josh, actually, people don't know the file. The way it's going head first, that according to a good adult mixes. Even according to rabbit, doesn't it?
Right.
Yes. Just you were saying.
I think you request to hear the rubber read it again.
Read it again. Request granted. Tastes with a muscle, bend a bomb on bend a gude. Third last tastes on the page. Bend a bomb on bend a gude. Can you be a feel on a Monday is the prepare coming the hour. Even according to the opinion in the third pair of Babakam. Did a gude. Mafkin is all called lach and a feel is cheer bottle. They come to a gude. If his mafki is nezocha, his things on the floor, and he was mafki, he made into a bow, even though he was pishen, it fell there. is nevertheless potter. Im kein lo mechayev Yehuda ela bepoy b'shusar. If so, Yehuda would not be mechayev any pit unless it's in a boy in his own rishus. Over boy rishus, it's a shafi in a boy in his own rishus. You jolly well need the mitzvah kelim mechamata. You need a pasuk to exclude, to exempt the owner of the pit from liabilities of kelim that got smashed due to chamata. The chavata didayu, because it's his karka that did the damage. Become a comparsha. Nevertheless, the Gemara asks, well, the behezek. So Tosis's question was, what's the Gemara's question there before the Mikoma? So what's the Gemara's question? How will the kli break? It'll break because of chavata. Mikoma comparsha. The Gemara did ask, well, the behezek hevel mishtoikro. Gunter Rav, the pasuk is talking about hevel. Made the Dorish Rav made his Joshua. Nofal until it fell Derech Nefila. Why Derech Nefila? Ad Shifo Derech Nefila. What's the Ad mean, Yossi? Ad Shifo Derech Nefila. Ad. Only if it falls Derech Nefila. Ad. You're only going to be chayav if it falls Derech Nefila. Ad Shifo Derech Nefila. Only if it falls Derech Nefila. And you wouldn't be chayav for Chavata Rishisurabi. So how do you know? How did Rav know Chavota when it was in his own rishus that Asim b'kavochemer? Rav learned to have b'kavochemer. But the pasuk is talking about hevel, and therefore the hevel the mishtoi could be krah with hevel that the pasuk was talking about islam neshkuche ribuy of the king. That's where we have to find the ribuy of king. The pasuk was focusing on hevel, and that's why the Gemara was asking there has to be some type of ribuy of kelim regarding the focus of the pasuk, which was about hevel. Le Rebbe Yehuda. Omir says, "Tais now tais being matzvit. Ein yer sheyide shebiude afila nerav at shepel nefila." It does not seem the Yehuda would make this drasha. Even a kunter rav that did make that drasha would not be the das Yehuda. He would not make this Joshua. Why? The kivin to remachayv elavavoy rishus. So since Yehuda only made the person liable in a boy in his own rishus, where there's always chavata there as well, ein loy the Joshua. He should not have made this Joshua. Ad sheipro derevila. Only if it falls there, derevila. It's not true. Even falls backwards, it'd be chayev. K'moshe Shmuel in Joshua. Just like Shmuel did. Why? Mishum de bechal makim any. Place, she's chayv behevel, she's chayv bechavoto. Any pit where you're going to be chayv behevel, in the same pit, if there would be a chavoto, you'd be chayv with that chavoto as well. So we mean you don't need the posuk actually yipoy derech nefila. It's not true. Even if it falls derech chavoto, it would be chayv as well. So we mean it means to ask. Therefore, the posuk come to Rav is not dafka to behevel, and therefore it's coming to be mabe kelim whenever kelim would get damaged. It would be chavoto, it would be chavoto. So what was the Gemara's question on Rebbe Yehuda? That's Tosfos leaves Shem. Okay. No answer. No answer. Tosfos leaves that Shem. Hamayi Dabar Rebbe Yehuda. Let's try and do this Tosfos as well. Hamayi Dabar Rebbe Yehuda. The first line of Tosfos is based on Nadi Suga and Vahad. In Daf, Tzadi Dalit, Beis Hillel don't know what you do with the word gam. So why don't we say also gam le Beis Hillel? The Bereisha goes, come on. So Tzadi says, no, lechoshev elo anach to domo. We hear listing things which are similar. It's not saying there's only two words in the whole Torah that we don't know what the drashas are. There might be more. And here, two words to do with animals, hamor and seh.
The lo chashim what?
So Lo Chashiva, we're not considering here, not listing here, Ela Hanoch, only those that domi, that are similar. The Hava Bale Chai, they're all Bale Chai. And therefore, since it's similar, that's why we're saying Chamor and Seh, we don't know what you do. I mean, Gam as well, but we're not talking about any word. We're talking about words to do with animals. Top, this is it. That part, say that. Now here's an interesting question. Hiksha, Yomisha, Mipundaisa.
Me?
Mipuntaisa.
What's the
Harav Rebbe Moshe. Harav Rebbe. Moshe and Puntais.
Did you see her, Moshe?
Some people do. Yeah. What's that mean? Rav, there is his title. Rav Moshe. Like Rav Agoy. Rav Ron Kun. So, HR Moshe and Puntais. Don't ask me where Puntais is. I have no idea. The Ema, the Chamoy, also the Night Stories. You've got a problem. What you do with Chamoy? I'll tell you what you do with Chamoy. What happens if somebody has a document that Reuben owes Shimon a lot of money and that document falls into a pit and gets destroyed by falling in the pit? Does the Baal HaBayis have to pay for that? For that document that got lost, that got destroyed? We're saying Kelim, we don't need. Why? Because we already know it says Kesev Yoshev with Olav. So we don't need Kelim. Contributor. Okay. So Chedush, what about documents? A document is a chiddush because a document's not really hefsek. If I have a check, I sign a check, and a check of $1 million, and I want to give it to Yeshua, and somebody comes and burns it. So that person didn't really destroy $1 million. He destroyed a piece of paper that's worth maybe half a shekel. But because of that, Yeshua lost $1 million, right? So maybe that's a chiddush of an apostle. Tell me, that pit would be chayev for stories. What do you mean for stories? That if such a document would get lost, maybe it'd be chayev for that. That's a chiddush. It's not pashtus. A person Baal HaBayis Yishan, you wouldn't know that because it's not inherently valuable. But inside it, it's got some type of value, which is like hidden value. Maybe that's what the person is coming to include. You hear the question? Question here, Sean. Have a check that got damaged. And the Baal HaBayis is chayev. How did the Baal HaBayis chayev? We need a pasuk for it. Maybe that's what Chamori is coming to include. Chamori is coming to include even something which is not inherently valuable, but it has a associated value. Right? A check, a so document.
To include or exclude?
To include. Chamori to include.
I'm going to go on.
The mic, so to exclude, sorry, Kuntur Abon. It's coming to, no, Kuntur Yudah. Chamoy is coming to exclude, quite right, Shkreya Chedom, to exclude stories. So if Shtar falls in, the Baal HaBayis will not have to pay for it. Maybe it's coming to say, to tell me that stories you wouldn't be a chayev for.
And they already were.
We've got a question on Yudah. What did he do with the word Chamoy? Right? Chamoy. We don't need to exclude Kelim, we know it already. So what does he do with the word Chamoy? According to Rambam, it's excluding Kelim. According to Yehuda, it's not excluding Kelim. So maybe it's coming to exclude the next thing. It's coming to exclude Shtois. Something which is not really a Kelim. It's got the associated cost, loss. So, very, very. So now this
thing. We're asking about the value the value of the paper, or
we're
talking about
beyond
that?
Beyond. Value of the paper is like
a okay. Right. Difference to you, no?
Oh, very good. Omeri says thesis. That's not a kasha. Why? Dina Dagami, we've had to come across before. Dina Dagami means it's something more than a grom. There's a grom, which we know, a grom, a person does something, the Corona pit would be a good example, it does something which because of that, something happens afterwards. They dig a pit and a person falls in afterwards. It's a grom, it's not gami. So certain loss here, the guy who digs a pit, something might fall in. It's a grom. Might suggest it's a chay for pit. But another example of that would be part of a grom. Gami is more direct. Somebody burns somebody's check. He didn't burn his $1 million, but he burned something which is definitely going to make him lose $1 million. And it's a shayla. Do we say Gami is chayav or potter? So according to those that say Gami is potter, according to those that say if you burn a check, you're going to be potter for it. Man deloy don dina de Gami.
They don't
judge dina de Gami.
Not dying as a judge?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dina de Gami, the law of Gami. Let's say that Gami are potter for.
Yeah.
Afilu hu atren potter. Even if he himself breaks it, he'd be potter. So certainly, even if God burns himself, would be potter. So certainly, the pit wouldn't be chayav. So you can't come to the mice Shtaritz, because Shtaritz anyway, every mazik is potter. But the man doing the gami, and according to those that would say, you are chayiv for gami, lo in a chayiv elam jabal. The chayiv is only jabal. There's no chayiv deraisa by gami. Somebody burns a check, you come to deraisa, there's no chayiv. There's no chayiv deraisa by gami. Only a chayiv jabal. So we can't have a posse come to be my stories, because according to the Torah, even an odom that damages the star is going to be potter. So certainly a pit's going to be potter. So don't need a posse to be my stories. Aye, there is a shit who said you have to pay for it. This is the job on. How do places know this job on? And this is based on the Negemar, which we learned all those years ago, that some of based on the Aleph. Remember it? You've learned this last line of Jesus? Should I do it? Or you want to work out? Okay, the Mocha Pekka, look at this. Like it's clear in Pekka Kings. To me, Boyle, the Gemara the Shaila, the Osu, the Konos Nigzal, the Mosu. Mosu is an example of Garmi. Mosu means there's a, somebody looking, government were looking who is dodging taxes, let's say. And the guy said, that guy over there. So he didn't actually, the Mosu. He didn't actually give the government the money, but he directed them where to get the money from. That's Mosul. And that's Issa of Gezer, type of Gezer. And the Gemara got shaila like this. If somebody steals from me, now I say he stole $100, he says it was $50. So normally, if I'm claiming from somebody, the normal rule is the person who wants to exempt himself, he makes a shvua on his bottle. Not exactly. Yeah, Moitimaxi mixes, even with that, even if you care for the curve, but let's say Moitimaxi is required right now, Moitimaxi is Jeraisa. The one that's trying to pattern himself, he's the one that makes the shvua. Nishpa in the bottle, or Poitin is also. Apart from a gazlan can't trust him. He's a gazlan. Why? So there, the one who got damaged, the one who the knees up, he's the one that makes the shvua how much was taken from him, and he can claim from the other guy. So that was the din by Nigzal. That is the din. The Gemara the Shaila by Mosul, do we say the same thing? Do we say the one that lost the money due to the Moisa, is he the one that makes the shvua? Or no? We can rely on the Mosul himself, the Moisa himself. So the Gemara says, to me, boy, and he also takonas nizal mosu or yuloy. At the shayla, do we make this takon or not? And this says, if dina the gami the raisa, if gami is the raisa, loma loy also takonas nizal the mosu. Why should they? Mosu is another type of zayla. It's gami, but if gami is the raisa, it's another type of zayla. So maybe just not by Zena, come by Nigza. Just not by Nigza, they made such a takona. So of course, also by Mosul, they would do the same. It's both exactly the same. You have a type of Zena, which is taking it by hand, and a type of Zena by directing the government there. If Gami is mamish on the same level as Nigza, the Gazan, they're both Teraisa, then as much we made a takona with Nigza, they make a takona with Mosul. If the Gemara had such a shayla, it means that if Gami is a lower, it's not deraisa. Gami is not deraisa. Gami is only drama.
If it is deraisa, you wouldn't need a separate takana. It would fall into the first takana.
Right? Did you? That's what the Gemara is saying. No, in other words, just like they did by Nigza. And including in that is like, so Mamela, says Thesis, it's only drama. And if it's only drama, we can't say Chaloi is coming to exclude Shtoloi. So, what end of
that was saying it was coming to exclude it?
Huh?
That Rob was saying it was coming to exclude it?
No,
you can't say that. Rob, I love that question. What was your saying?
No, he was asking. Yeah. He was asking the
question. Asking or he said?
Hiksha. He was asking. So, the Kotei's answer is not count. So, we'll end up with a shine which you can ask your kids at the Shabbos table. By a famous China, but there was a story in the shul, and they came to Rob Arvinah. So still in the shul, there was a shul that was squashed, and they wanted to make the shul bigger, and they extended the shul, and they added a whole bunch of rooms at the front of the shul. And the people that used to be in Mizrah front were no longer, the people used to be in the prison, we want that for that. And they complained to the guards, we want to be at the front. It was our place. We were always at the front, we want to be at the front. So they went to the Rav Aravi Nachman. The guards said, no, we added some roads, we can put who we want now. They went to Rav, and he brought a ride in this week's Pasha that the Rabbanim were right. And the people that used to be at the front will no longer be in the front. What's the ride? The ride is from Yehoshua. Because it says Sarai, was called Sarai. Ancient Abraham was called Sarai. And Hashem took the Yud from Sarai and changed him to Sarah. And the Yud was upset. And just because I'm the smallest ice, you can just throw me around. So no, don't worry. I'm going to put you, for once you're at the back of the name, Sarai, I'm going to put you at the beginning of the name. You were by the Kim, I'm going to put you by Zohar. I'm going to put you by Yehoshua. He added the name. It was called Hoshea, called it Yehoshua. So this Rav said, very nice for the Yud, but what about the Hay? The Hay could come with the time. And say, I used to be the first letter, now I'm the second. And Amai, you see, as long as you're staying put, the fact that somebody else came in front of you doesn't mean that you have a time about it. Nobody moved you from your place. Somebody came in front of you and made a... That was the Halach of Maisa came out for me. I just saw that the Musavah that comes out of it is a person has to realize that if he has his place, it shouldn't bother him what's going on in front of him. That means if every person's got their position where they're meant to be, that's where they're meant to be. Now somebody cut in front of them, cut in front, like a shot, mazek a shoy, like where I'm meant to be. If somebody wants to push himself in front of me, big deal. That's the musavot of the halachavot. It's interesting halachavot that if somebody has a particular place and that place stays there, if somebody's adding a place in front, that is no shaykhus with him. He's got a right to push himself forward. It's not like a boy in here when we moved from one place to another, all the mental complaints that people have. It's very interesting. And then it's not such a right. They moved from one place to another place. Here, when we're staying in the same place and just add extra rows, got no time. Top, very good shout out to you all. Sure.